Sheni, Ve'ene Yisrael kovdu mizoken, and the eyes of Yaakov were heavy from old age. Lo yuchal lirois, he was not able to see. Vayagesh oisom elov, and Yosef brought them, Menashe and Ephraim, elov, towards him, towards Yaakov. Vayishak lohem, vayichabik lohem, and Yaakov kissed them, and Yaakov hugged them. Vayomer Yisrael al Yosef, and Yaakov told Yosef, Ro'oi fonecho lo filolti, to see your face, I did not imagine, I did not have any machshava, any thoughts, that I would ever see you again. Vehine, and over here, Hera oisi elokim gam ezarecho, Hashem has shown me, even your children. Vayotze Yosef oisam me'im birkov, and Yosef took them out, from between Yaakov's knees. After Yaakov kissed them, Yosef wanted to take them out, and set them up, one to the right, and one to the left of Yaakov, in order that Yaakov should place his right hand on one, his left hand on the other, and bench them. Vayishtachu la'apov orzo, and Yosef bowed down, la'apov, face down to the ground. In Sefer Bar Yitzchak, he explains that this bowing was derech kavod, was a gesture of respect for Yaakov, since he was backing away from Yaakov at this point. Vayikach Yosef es shneihem, and Yosef took both of them, es Ephraim b'yeminoi, Ephraim towards his right, mismol Yisrael, which was on the left of Yaakov, ves Menashe b'smoloi, and Menashe towards Yosef's left side, mimin Yisrael, which would be the right of Yaakov, vayagesh elov, and he came close to him, he came close to Yaakov. As we know, if two people are facing each other, one's right hand is opposite the other one's left, and one's left is opposite the other one's right. Here too, Menashe was on the left of Yosef, but was on the right side of Yaakov. Vayishlach Yisrael es yaminoi, and Yaakov sent his right hand, Vayoshes al Rosh Ephraim, and he placed it on the head of Ephraim, Vehu Hatzohir, although Ephraim was the younger one. Vesemoloi, and his left hand, al Rosh Menashe, he placed on the head of Menashe. Sikel es Yodov, he moved his hands with intelligence, Ki Menashe HaBechor, although Menashe was the older one. Still, Yaakov placed his right hand on Ephraim and his left hand on Menashe. He crossed his hands, placing his right hand on Ephraim, who was on his left side, and his left hand on Menashe, who was on his right side. Vayivarech es Yosef vayomer, and he blessed Yosef, and he said, Ho Elokim Hashem, asher esalchu avoisai lefonov Avram v'Yitzchak, which my fathers Avram and Yitzchak have gone and walked before this Elokim. Ho Elokim, this Hashem, ho roya oisi me'odi ad hayom hazeh, who was my shepherd from the day of my inception until today. Hamalach ha'goyel oisi mikol ro, the Malach, which always redeemed me from evil, the Malach, which was regularly sent to me to save me in times of distress. This Hashem and this Malach, Yivorech es hana'orim, should bless the young lads Menashe and Ephraim, v'kori v'hem shmi v'shem avoyse Avram v'Yitzchak, and it should be declared upon them my name and the names of my fathers Avram and Yitzchak. The names of the avos Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov should be noticeable on Menashe and Ephraim. They should be known as the children of the avos v'yidgu l'roiv b'kerev ha'aretz, and they should multiply abundantly like fish b'kerev ha'aretz, in the midst of the land. The Yidgu comes from the word Dogim, just like Dogim multiply without an ayin hara, because they are underneath the water. So too, Menashe and Ephraim will multiply abundantly like fish without an ayin hara. The Mefarshim discuss why in Pasuk Tesvav does the Pasuk say Vayivarech es Yosef, that Yaakov blessed Yosef, although we do not find any bracha to Yosef. The only bracha we find is to Menashe and Ephraim, like the Pasuk says, Yivarech es hana'orim. Ramban learns that the greatest bracha that one can give to a father is blessing his children. Vayivarech es Yosef, he blessed Yosef by benching his children, Menashe and Ephraim. Arachayim learns differently. He learns Vayivarech es Yosef was a separate bracha to Yosef, and after that, the pasuk continues on with the bracha to Menashe and Ephraim. What was the bracha to Yosef when it says Vayivarech es Yosef? The Rachayim in his first pshat learns Vayivarech es Yosef, he benched Yosef that he should be Mevorach. He should always be a blessed and gebenched person. That was the bracha that Yaakov gave Yosef. The Rachayim says in his second pshat, Vayivarach es Yosef. He gave Yosef the power to bless anybody that Yosef would like to bench. Vayivarach es Yosef. He gave over this power of bracha to Yosef. Because we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this power to Avram. Like it says in Parashas Lech Lecha, Ve'ye bracha, which Rashi learns, Ve'ye bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the power to Avram to bench anybody he would want to. This power was given from Avram to Yitzchak, like we see in Parashas Chayisara, Perek Hafei, Pasuk Hei, Vayiten Avram es kol asher loy li Yitzchak. Avram gave everything to Yitzchak, which Rashi says it means, Birchas taidiki nosan loy. Sh'om aloy HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram ve'ye bracha. HaBracha is Mesuis Biyotcha L'Varach is Misha Tirtze. V'Avram Masram L'Yitzchak. And Avram gave over this power to Yitzchak. So we see, the power of benching was given to Avram and then to Yitzchak. Yitzchak gave it to Yaakov, and now, in this Pasuk, Yaakov gave it over to Yosef.